Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. How to use influencer selling. Who influences your customers' decisions? It's an easy question, really, if you think about it. Who or where do your primary customers go in order to determine which products and services they use? A combination of events led me to a concept that hasn't really been emphasized in sales training enough, and I've named it influencer selling. Now, first of all, we all understand what influencer marketing is, which is really just a new name for an age-old marketing strategy called celebrity endorsement, or plain advertising. If Pat Sajak says ABC Insurance Company is a good company, then it must be a good insurance company. The trust in the celebrity is transferred to whichever product they're endorsing. You know, currently the Kardashians are very effective at this. They have a large following, obviously. When they recommend a product, which is often their own, brand image grows as well as sales. Like them or not, it's extremely effective. Well, an agribusiness has their own celebrity style endorsements, and celebrity might not be the right word for that. It might be the wrong term. Maybe a better term would be expertise endorsements. Their opinion of product, services, and farming practices help drive your customers' decisions. As an ag sales professional, you need to know who your customers listen to or who they follow to make decisions. In the grain marketing business, there are several nationally known advisors who have a great amount of influence in our market. Five or six of them come to mind right away. In addition, the major grain companies have their own team of experts who customers might follow. Well, as a grain buyer, or more importantly, as a grain marketing advisor, you want to know which one your customers are following, specifically each customer, which one they follow. All of them have some form of a newsletter. If the customer is a subscriber to an advisor's newsletter, that's a key piece of information for you when working with that specific customer. Early in your conversations, I think it is a great question to ask a prospective customer. An easy style question might sound something like, hey, with all the newsletters and grain marketing advisors in the industry, which one of them do you find to be the most helpful to you in making decisions? Once you understand that about this customer, you now have a much deeper understanding of how they make decisions. This makes it easier for you to help them market their grain, because when their market advisor tells them to do something, that's what they're going to do. As a good grain marketer, you are certainly following the national advisors. When one recommends selling, you can now reach out to that producer that follows that person and ask if they are ready to follow their expert's advice and sell grain. This is nothing new to those of you in the grain business. It's also nothing new to those of you in the feed business. If you're in the dairy nutrition world, there are several universities, UW-Madison, Cornell, and UC Davis, which have faculty that are regarded as experts. Dairy owners follow them in order to decide on nutrition or dairy production practices. In the horse nutrition world, Texas A&M certainly has an expert status. Along with universities, there are a handful of private companies and industry consultants who are regarded as having this expertise as well. Again, it's critical to understand where your customer looks for validation on their farming decisions. Well, the reason I bring this up is recently I was working with several agronomy and equipment dealer sales teams, and I stumbled upon this discussion in our breakout sessions. In one session, I asked an agronomy team about how their customers made decisions on which products, services, and farming practices they use. The look on their face told me I had found something that really needed much more discussion. So I rephrased the question. When your customers want to know if a particular product is effective or not, or they want to determine the return on a particular service you offer, who do they look to as the expert on that subject? When you want to know what a word means, we go to the dictionary on Google, of course. Who is your customer's dictionary on herbicide rotation, on micronutrient effectiveness, on tillage practices? Right now, there is a serious doubt about the availability and price of spring nitrogen supplies. Many retailers are recommending fall application. However, there is a risk of loss and volatilization. Who does a producer look to for the best advice on this subject? Well, we had a great discussion at that meeting, that sales training, and decided they really didn't know who their producers were following as experts. Some thought it was neighbors, coffee shop buddies, maybe an extension office. One mentioned that he was regarded as the expert they come to. Great, I remarked. If that's so, you have become that trusted advisor, which we all strive to be for our customers. Hold on to that trust, as it's extremely valuable in your selling efforts. The next week, I was working with an equipment sales team, and I thought I'd do the same thing. There's a lot of volatility and disruption in this part of agribusiness right now, primarily due to lack of inventory of tractors new and used. Additionally, there is some expertise needed in the area of precision farming and, of course, the wild, wild world of carbon sequestering. Knowing a few nationally recognized names in the tractor world, I asked this group the same set of questions. Who do your primary customers look to for proof of a product's performance or a farming practice's return on investment? This group was also at a loss for answers to this question. They struggled before also mentioning neighbors, the coffee shop crowd, and a few of them mentioned they were the experts who customers looked to. Well, this applies to every market segment in business. Ag lending, seed genetics, utility equipment, fencing software, you name it, it applies. If you are in these market segments, I'm sure you know who the experts are in your industry. Follow them. Even if you don't think they are experts, that's not important. What is important is that your customer thinks they are important and influential. Don't be afraid of the answer not being you or your company's agronomist, nutritionist, or technical expert. That's okay. The most important part of this selling skill is to understand your customer's decision process. So start asking your best customers first. Here's one final thought. If there truly is no one in your market segment that is regarded as the unbiased expert, wow, this is a great opportunity for you in your career journey. There are 1,000 steps in that journey to become that expert, that person that everybody regards to as an unbiased expert in a particular product line or a service. Then take consistent steps towards whatever expertise you aspire to be known for. This is, of course, a subject for another day. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.